Well, I think we ought to have another story now. What's the Kerosene Charter or anybody else that you know a story about?
Well, you've read all I've ever read. That's as far as I've read. I can tell you better lies, but you don't want to hear.
Well, lies are what we're looking for.
Hmm?
The more lies, the better.
All right. Once the fella had the belly. He had the bellyache, and his boss couldn't cure him. He came to the doctor, and every time he'd go to him, he had a bellyache. He started to damn to a surgical doctor. He says, "I want to know the surgical doctor, and what do you eat for breakfast?" He says, "I eat 35 biscuits, about 2 pounds of butter, and a little ham." He says, "How much ham?" "Well," he says, "I reckon his weight would be about 3 or 4 pounds, doctor." "What else?" He says, "I drink a gallon of coffee." "Well," he says, "that's all you eat?" He says, "I eat 2 and 3 dozen eggs." "Is that all for breakfast?" He says, "Yes." "Well," he says, "what do you eat for dinner?" He says, "I eat 3 and 4 gallons of milk, about 3 or 4 pounds of butter, a lot of cabbage, collards, whatever the old lady's got cooked. About how much?" He says, 2 or 3 gallons, and a bucket was measured. "Well," he says, "what you eat for supper?" "Well," he says, "a very light supper." "Some old lady don't give me anything at night. Put about 5 quarts of milk, about 35 40 biscuits, and about 15 or 20 boiled eggs." Doctor says, "Pull your britches down. I want to examine you." Pulled his britches down, looked at him. He said, "Well, I found your trouble." He said, "Doc, can you kill me?" He says, "No, hell, I couldn't kill you." And he says, "What is my troubles?" He says, "You need 2 more assholes.
I'm ready for you to say something. Stacy sang, rather told us the words of a song, "I'm Going to Georgia." And you say that you can sing this song, is that right?
That's right.
Well, now, what is your name?
T.H. Thomas.
T.H. Thomas. Now,
T.H.
Thomas.
Yeah.
What does the P stand for?
That's for Philip.
Philip.
Yes.
Well, Philip, where were you born?
North Carolina, Sampson County.
Sampson County. And where did you first hear this song sung?
At Steveville, Georgia.
At
Steveville, Georgia.
Seville,
Georgia.
And how long ago did you first hear it?
1889.
That goes a long way back. That must be way, way back, isn't it?
1889.
Well, now, what attracted you to this song? I mean, what did you like about it? Did you like the words or the music, or what did you like about it?
Just the singing around the shanties, around that camp, you know, and it's just that it took it up and learned it.
Well, did you change it in any way from the way you first heard it?
Never did.
Well, did you ever see it written down, or did you hear it printed?
No, sir, never heard it.
Never, you never heard it on a Victrola record?
No, sir, never did.
I see. Well, how frequently does the singer sing it? How often do you sing it?
I haven't sung it before in 40 years.
In 40 years. In other words, we're reviving a song that hasn't been sung in about 40 years.
Yeah.
I see. Now, this is a turpentine song, is it?
It's a turpentine song.
Sold by turpentine laborers.
I see. Now, does this deal with an actual happening? That is, did it actually, is this a story in this song? Is there a story in this song?
No, sir. No story in it at all.
I see. Well, when did this all take place?
It took place somewhere about 1880, but we wasn't remembered it. But we
This concludes Side A of AFS Duplication Project Tape number 228. AFS Duplication Project, tape number 228, side B. This is AFS recording number 3524, side B.
What did you say your name was?
Carl Stacey.
Carl Stacey.
Carl?
How old are you, Stacey?
I am about 56, going on my 56 years old.
Where were you born?
Born in Richmond County, Rockingham, North Carolina.
I see. And you were telling me a little while ago about a song. Now, what is the name of the song that you were telling me about?
Well, it's a Ten-Time Song.
A Ten-Time Song?
Song by the Ten-Time Label.
And what is the name of it?
I'm going to Georgia to work in the Ten-Time.
I see. Now, did you ever hear this song by any other name?
Never have.
Never did?
Never did.
And when did you first hear the song?
When I was a small boy.
When you were a small boy, uh-huh.
Small boy.
Now, where was that?
The song in Georgia.
I see. Well, you got it from the Turpentine, did you?
Yeah, directly.
I see.
The importance.
I see. In other words, you just picked it up. Is that
picked it up. I heard them singing. I picked it up what I could earn it.
I see.
All right.
Well, now you were telling me something about, where was this in Georgia you were telling me about? You go ahead and tell it in your own words.
Well, when I first landed, you want to know where I first
That's
came
right.
to Georgia?
That's right.
I came to Barron County.
I see.
Barron County. County seat was Nashville. I went back then to Bullock County. I knew some white men from home a little van way. But I first came to a little station called South Georgia, which was in Barron County, but it's not Barron now. It's in Cook. They made a new county in there.
I see.
All right.
And you said you don't sing it yourself, do you?
No, I can't. Well, I walked and heard it.
Yeah, but can't you hum the tune?
Yeah.
Well, let's try humming it a little bit.
All right.
Just try the humming it.
All right. Well, I'll do that. Anything in the world to help the company.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah. Here we go. You were telling me just a few minutes ago something about the beginning of the Turpentine Industry. Where was that? Where did that begin?
In Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Cumberland County on Cape Fair River. The first steel was built by the MacMillan brothers. They put up the first copper steel that ever was made.
And you say they, what did they do with the rosin?
They ran it into the river. There was no sail for rosin.
They had no sail for rosin?
No sail at all.
And in other words, all they did was teach the turpentine, is that it?
And sold it to the commission men in Wilmington. There was no naval stores, they were commission men.
I see. And now let's get back to that song that you were singing just now. Do you think that this song dealt with an actual happening? In other words, did it actually happen, this incident about the this man?
Did him die?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I have. They brought those people from North Carolina on transportation. It's nature that a dog, you don't want to pay a debt. They would run away from these Ten-Time men. They have to get out there. He'd jump his railroad fare from North Carolina, run to another man. The steels in Georgia at that time was very plentiful. He would jump the man that brought him and go and work for a man that he didn't know. And he'd catch him and came back. And that's why the song was composed.
Well, would you say that this song was widely known now or not?
No, this song has run out because
run
this
out.
Young race don't know anything about this immigration.
In other words, you don't know any other tunes to the same or similar words?
No.
Uh-huh.
That song, eventually, after they quit so much recruiting from Carolina put enough people in the western states to work it.
Well, now, I have a copy here that I'd like to have you read just because I want to get your voice.
All right.
And if you'll just put your glasses on,
all right,
you
can
go right ahead, and there you are.
I am going to Georgia working at Ten-Time. When I got in Georgia, I didn't have long to stay. I got in debt, and I had to run away. Well, that's his debt causing you to leave. Is you catching it? All right, I'll read on. I am going to Georgia working at Ten-Time. When I got in Georgia, I began to fret. The boss man told me I was in debt. I'm going to Georgia to work in the Ten-Time. I got to a lime sink and I decided to stop. A white man told me if I find a button line, you will have to get up and trot. The woodsman went to the boss man and began to pray. He says this hand is leaving in debt. If the woodsman caught me and brought me back, he said, if you don't wake, I will beat your back.
I see. Well, thank you very much for the, I'm sure this is going to be a very interesting record.
Well, I don't know. I hope so. It's very simple, but I'm telling you the truth. Now, that was real. All I read was real and yours. They caught them and whooped them and carried them back to the job that they jumped the transportation.
And this was long ago, of course.
Long ago, somewhere about 40 years ago. But the civilization has ruled that out in existence. There's no man runs nobody down now. Yes, sir. I was in Georgia. I'm 56 years old, came in Georgia about 16. You know about how old I was.
Have you ever heard the song sung in Florida?
No, these Florida people know none. These Florida people know nothing about them times that we West Eastern people come in here and learn them.
Is that so?
Yeah, we were there. Ask Mr. George. He'll acknowledge. We foreign people brought sometime waking in this country. You didn't know how to tap a tree. No. Mr. Barber, you know it. But we always have waked it. We grew up waking it.
Well, thank you very much for this recording.
Well, will you leave me?
That'll be fine.
All right, thank you. Well, I don't
know. Now, Carl, you tell me that you know this story. It's not a fairy story, you say, but it's a good old story.
Yeah.
So you go right ahead and tell it.
Well, I hope Mr. Peppers in Washington will hear it. But how's that? All right. Fellow up to a man's house one night, traveling. He decided he wanted to stay all night. The man told him that he could stay all night, abiding if he could abide by his consequence, which was his situation. So when he went out to supper that night, he had a tater pudding. He had a tater pone. He had baked potatoes, he had fried potatoes, he had roasted potatoes, and he had stewed potatoes. He had a he had tater custard, he had a sliced potato pie, and that was all on the table. When in the night the man's belly hurt him by eating so many different kinds of potatoes, he called the man and told him his belly hurt. He said, well, I don't know a thing in the world stranger to do, but I'll call my wife. He says, this gentleman that came tonight has got the bellyache. He says, can you do anything for him? She says, I'll get up and boil a tater and make him some tater tea. He says, that'll ease his belly. So she did it, and it eased his belly. How do you like that?
That's a fine story. You ought to have a drink of gin on that.
You ain't got nothing, boy.
You don't like gin?
No, I told you I don't like gin, no.
You like rye, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm a rye man, beer man.
How about, well, beer is on the way. We'll have you a beer here before you get through with another
story. I like that story.
That's a fine story.
All right.
How about another story?
Well, I give you enough.
Good.
He traveled on next day. He made 30 miles on his mule. He got to an old lady's house and asked her, did she have any wear that she'd taken a travel? She told him she didn't know, but she didn't have but one bed and had two grown daughters, and her and an old man all slept on the same bed. But he says, I will make you a bath. He never heard of a pallet before. He wondered what that was to sleep on. So she taken a mattress and spread it on the floor. And he wanted to see what was a pallet, but was on the floor. So when in the night, something wet was hitting him in his face. He says, say, old master, do your house leak, friend? He says, no, this house has never leaked. He said, well, some wet hit me in the face like rain. The old lady said, you fool, you. Says, don't you know you're sleeping under a chicken roost?
That is
the chicken roosted upstairs.
That's good.
Sleeping under a chicken roost.
Where'd you learn all these stories, Stacy?
Well, I found enough to learn from different countries, you know. I've been from the Pacific about to the Atlantic. I mean from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Is that so?
Yes, sir. I've crossed the United States, like in three states. coast in the United States.
When did you do all this traveling? While you were a young man? Or
I don't know. I've been here when I could travel, just going. Yeah, I've been in my young days, yeah. I first met the Mingo County, West Virginia, working the coal mine. I got there on a strike on. I went from there to Alabama to the Joe Brown's coal mine. I got that as a strike on.
What year was this? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. I was in 1897.
So when you arrived at these mines where the strikes were, you just went on to some.
No, one of the strikers told me if I wasn't a union man, couldn't pay me to work there. Well, I had such enough not to do it. And I wouldn't work. The government was sending men in there, but the soldiers was guarding them, you know. I went to Mingo County, Virginia, in West Virginia, near Charleston. And the strike was on, and soldiers would wake you, but you had to wake under a gun. I didn't want to wake under a gun.
How long has it been since you've done any traveling about? How long have you been here in Florida?
Well, we've really been chucked here ever since Hoover was elected. I guess you know when that was. He stopped me from rolling.
Since who?
Mr. Hoover. Stopped my car. And I ain't.
AFS recording number 3525, side A, strips 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
We got over to the other side of our record too soon before we got a chance to get the song itself on the record. So we're going to start a new record this time, and I want you just to sing it out just the way you sang it just a few minutes ago. I'll have it proud. I'm going to Georgia, I'm going to Georgia, I'm going to Georgia, the Wellington time. Oh, when I get in Georgia, oh, game I can stop. But don't be afraid if they see that double line. Oh, nigga, you got to try to be in Georgia. I'll be in Georgia, I'll be in Georgia, the Wellington time. Oh, when I get in Georgia, oh, give my heart and song. But if they see the devil line, oh, nigga, I got to trot. I be in Georgia, I be in Georgia, I be in Georgia, the way in kidding time. You'll see that woodman coming, he right around the end of peace. You'll hear him say to the hat man, oh, nigga, take him in deep. I be in Georgia. I'll be in Georgia, I'll be in Georgia, to a young kid in time. That nigga pulled on hat, he sold it on the ground. You hear him say to the woodman, he want me to cut him down. I'll be in Georgia, I'll be in Georgia, I'll be in Georgia, to a young kid in time. So wake the nigga all year long, it's time for him to go home. Yeah, the boss man said to the bookkeeper, how did this nigga stand? The bookkeeper goes in office, he said, I'm again the figure. You hear him say to the boss man, that nigga just eating. I'll be in Georgia, the way in kidding time. Look here, boys. What is it? You can't go out down in Kansas. You ain't got a thing to do but go out there and sit around and sit a tree. And the river starts running. And every time a fiddle falls off, it falls in the river and you got to take your fork and get it out. Oh, boy, you're joking about that. So yes, it is. Well, how did that thing go? Well, the white folks has got it up. Well, how did? That's it. Well, the white folks in the college, the niggas in the field. So white folks learning the knowledge, the niggas are learning to steal. I'm going to Kansas, I'm going to Kansas, I'm going to Kansas, to lay on that bit of tree. Cut your... Well, now you're going to sit down here for a while and, rest yourself, and in the meantime, we'd like to hear a little bit more about Kerosene Charlie.
All right. All right, he went on The next day, it's on the round. He went in and asked him, was in the chance of him stopping there. The old lady told him, Lord, he was too busy to take any shot. They had a windlass, had a mule about 10 foot from the ground with a windlass, marked there rope and tickle. He said, what are you all doing? He says, we have our corn in the law, and this mule is about to pass the dam, and we are trying to windlass him up to the corn. He says, what? Says he's had nothing to eat in 2 weeks. Me and my old man is trying to draw him up to the barn where he needs the corn. So I stopped and says, why you don't go up in the barn and throw the corn down? He says, I never thought of it. He popped his finger. He says, where are you from? He says, from Texas. The old lady says, I've often heard people in Texas had a lot of sense. Says we have been 2 weeks drawing this mule up and ain't got him to the barn yet. Man decided they were fools. He went on. Oh, I'll be back tomorrow. I can tell you. You ready?
Tell me you're ready.
All right. I can tell you the beginning of boogers and ghosts and so forth. Instead of the time. And many of the old slaves in the South, this has not existed much in the North, only through Southern darkies. They didn't want the darkies to run from plantation to plantation. They had what was called paddle rollers. Was a protest of white people that run them down at night and whooped them and kept them back on their own plantation. They got to beat them up so bad until the owners of the darkies decided that had to be stopped. Well, you see, his mind was very weak and was easy to get scared. They went to making boogers, getting bear hides, and a dog is very easy scared of ghosts, something like dead people. He'd get to some cemetery where he'd come along, get in the white sheet, and he'd run himself to death to get back to the plantation. Well, he would then was scared for a long time to leave the plantation. And that's the cause of beginning of ghosties. And it's grown up into this young race. And then you take the average colored man, he teaches his children they're boogers. There's no such a thing as a booger. I never allowed my wife to teach my children the booger would catch them. There ain't no such a thing as a booger. But that grows from slavery time. It's not often used in the North, among Northern Negroes, in free states.
Well, Stacy, you say you don't believe in boogers. You don't allow your wife to teach your children anything about boogers.
No.
But you say you've got all these books in your house about ghost stories.
Well, I love to read them just to see what crazy that people was back in olden times, you know, how crazy they was.
Where did you get these books?
Bought them.
Where did you buy them?
I bought them mostly from Western Union, Telegraph Company, and they are, and what's this, their lunch is called, it sells these lunches at these lunch counters. They have headquarters in North Virginia, but I can't think of them. But they sell lunches and books, you know.
Do you remember the names of any of the books?
Oh, yeah. I remember that this there fellow that, boy, he's a dicker. They wrote many lies and books, the fellow Dickerson, but I can't remember his first name.
This book about Kerosene Charlie, what was the name of that book?
He was sold by Tom H. Dickerson. He wrote The World Around.
Dickerson was a white man or a colored man?
Well, I suppose he's a colored man, composed the book, and the colored man from the thought of many things he told. In that sense, now, bound to have been a well-educated man.
You say you think he was a colored man or a white man?
Though? I think he's a white man.
White man.
Tom H. Dixon.
I see.
I don't know. I couldn't swear, but I didn't think it was a man. You ever heard of him?
Never heard of him. You go ahead and tell me.
Oh, Sean, man, you are late. Where you been?
Well, I don't know where I've been.
He started with 15 cents, 25 cents, and he went around the world and got him back home with 10 cents. Huh?
What's the story about his going around?
Well, he stopped everywhere that he could stop when he went around the world.
Who was this?
I can't remember his name right now, but he went around the world with a quarter and ran it back in the same state he started with 10 cents.
You really think this is true, do you?
No, I don't believe it, but then I read it, you know. I could say I don't believe it, but you know, a man couldn't run around the world with...
Side B of AFS recording number 3525 is blank. This, then, is AFS recording number 2526. Side A, strips 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Following test recording is being made using an absence of 3 inches. I am now standing 6 inches from the microphone and using an acetate steel needle. There seems to be some vibration in the microphone, and for that purpose, I am standing 9 inches away from the microphone and checking the acetate steel needle recording. I am now a foot away from the microphone, and I'm using a steel recording needle to test the cutting surface and also to check the vibration that we have recently found in these records. However, the volume of the microphone control has not been increased at any time. I am now standing 2 feet from the microphone using an acetate steel recording needle in order to determine whether or not this is the correct distance to place the microphone in interviews.
What is your name?
James Griffin.
How old are you, James?
21.
Where were you born?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. How long have you been here in Florida?
Well, I've been in Florida ever since I was 10 years of age.
You say that you have this song that you have composed. What do you call the song?
Jitterbug.
Just a Jitterbug.
Just a Jitterbug.
I see. Have you heard any of these words, or all the words original with you?
All the words original with me. I haven't been anywhere to learn this song.
I see. How long has it been since you composed this song?
I've been practicing on it ever since about 6 months ago, trying to get it the words together.
I see. And here at this Turpentine Camp, do quite a number of the younger people, they've heard this song and they like the song?
Yes, sir.
Has it been played by a group of musicians or sung by other people?
Only been sung by me with the band over there in the quarter that I be with.
I see. This is a colored band of young people, is it?
Yes, sir.
How often does this band play? Do you have weekly dances or something of the sort?
Well, they play on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night in town. They have other nights to play out.
Well, you go right ahead then and sing this song just as you compose it and as you play it with the band each Friday night.
Just a jitterbug, just a crazy mug. He's young and wild, not the style, just a jitterbug. Drank whiskey by the jug, just a foolish crazy mug. He's young and wild, not the style, just a jitterbug. Threw him out of school, cause all he bang was Tiger Ray. He never knew the golden rule, but boy, he could share, just a jitterbug. Just a crazy mug. He's young and wild, he's not the style, just a jitterbug. La-dum-da-dum-dum, la-dum-da-dum-dum, la-dum-dum, la-dum-dum, la-dum-dum-dum. Threw them out of school, cause all he learned was tired of rag. He never knew the golden rule, but boy, he could check. Just a jitterbug, just a crazy mug. He's young and wild, he's not the style, he's just a jitterbug. And he's just a jitterbug.
Thank you for the songs, James. And I'd like to know your occupation. Where are you employed at the present time?
We do get my meal.
No, where are you working?
At Putman Lumber Company.
I see. You work in the daytime or during the night, or just what are your hours?
I work from 5 o'clock in the afternoon until 3 o'clock the next morning.
Are there any songs in connection with your work there? Do you sing any songs while you're working, or any of your other workers there in the mill, do they sing songs that you can remember?
Well, not exactly. I can't remember, but there's songs that I just think up and sing. I can't think of them now, because I only think of them when I be singing, when I be working.
I see. Songs like this Jitterbug that you've composed, it's more for pleasure and dancing at nighttime rather than a work song, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
At the mill, are there any calls or when you're calling from one person to another, do you have any peculiar calls that you have that are musical or singing out when in the operations, your work there?
Well, we don't only have when we call one, it says, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
What does that mean? What do you use that call for?
Well, like Freddie Lee had called me, I'd say, yeah, man.
That's it. Well, thank you very much. What is your name?
Freddie Lee Sparks.
And how old are you, Fred?
20.
Where were you born?
In Georgia.
What part of Georgia?
Gouverneur, Georgia.
I see. How long have you been here in Florida?
10 years.
You say that you have a story. Where did you hear the story?
My grandmother told it to me.
Can you tell us where your grandmother heard it?
No, sir, not exactly. I imagine some of her pizza stores.
I see. Your grandmother's dead, you've said. When did she tell you the story?
When I was about 6 or 7 years old. Old enough so I could remember it up to now.
I see. You've remembered it since then?
Yes.
Well, you go right ahead then and tell us the story as you remember it.
Two Isaacs and a Hebrew once went out for recreation. They carried along provision enough to last a week's vacation. They got lost out in the woods, and the night was dark and lonely. And all the food they had ran out except one piece of bologna. One of them said as he picked up a knife, "There's bad no use of carving, for if we shear, we haven't enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow said bologna. And the fellow that has the best dream will get the piece of bologna." They all woke up that following morning, 7:15. One of them said he dreamed he died and went to heaven riding on a pony. He didn't guess they could beat that dream, so he get the piece of bologna. The other one said he dreamed he died and went to heaven and met St. Peter riding on a pony. So he didn't guess they could beat that dream, so he get the piece of bologna. The Iceman said, "'Twas true all that you was dreaming. For the reason I knew it was so, I dreamed as I saw you leaving. I dreamed as I saw you go up into heaven, and the world was sad and lonely. And I knew you wouldn't come back, so I got to make the piece of bologna."
Thank you, Fred, for the story. Will you tell us now where you work and what kind of work you do?
I work in Timtown Wood, pulling tin, pulling tin, pulling tin, pulling tin, pulling tin, pulling tin. Cans and nails from the tree where they have gum in and take them away and put them on new ones.
Are there any songs that you sing in connection with your work?
That's just some songs that I heard fellas sing that went on, been in prison.
I see. You heard the fellows sing them that had been in prison. You weren't in prison, were you?
Yes.
You were in prison?
Yes.
When was that? Do you mind telling us?
No, it's 37.
37. Do you mind telling us what got you in prison?
Fighting.
Well, well. And this song you learned and these other fellows learned in prison.
Yes.
And now you're singing it in your Turpentine work.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to have you go right ahead then and sing this song, just as you sing it now.
Wake up in the morning, hear the ding-dong ring. Look on the table, see the same old thing. All of you long time around us better lie down. better lie down, and you better lie down. Better lie down and take your rest, or do long time around the better lie down. A big piece bacon that a streaker lean, strong cup of coffee, no sugar benzene. All of you long time around the better lie down. It may rain and it may snow, when Captain call you, you got to go. All of you long time around the better lie down. Better lie down, and better lie down. Better lie down and take your, and take your, and take down the better lie, better lie.
AFS recording number 3526. I'd be strips 1, 2, 3, and 4.
We're now going to get some supplementary information in regard to the Team Gang theme song, which has been sung by Fred on the opposite side of this record. Fred, will you tell us where you heard this song? Which prison camp? Was it the state prison farm at Rayford, or was it some other farm?
It was the Dixie camp, I mean the county camp.
That's for Dixie County?
Yes.
The song deals with the food and prison life. Do you think it have any idea how it originated? Who started it? And
well, several of us added in words. I added in 2 or 3 verses of it, and some of the other fellows added in some. Just different fellows putting their eyes on how things run.
I see, and it is an example. It tells the story, an accurate story of how things were run, and the type of food, and the work, and the life in the camp there.
Yes.
I see. Have you heard the song anywhere else? Do you know if it's sung in other prison camps?
I've heard it sung in some prison camps, but it was sung in different ways.
I see. It changes from different camps and different people.
Yes.
Fred tells us that he has learned another song at the prison camp. What's the title of this song, Fred?
Father Went to Mobile.
Do you know of any other name, or is that the only way it's known?
That's the only original name that I knew.
Do you know anything about how it originated, who started it, where it came from?
Just the boys sitting around thinking about some of their girlfriends.
You think it started then at this camp, or do you think it's sung at other camps?
It originated at Dixie Camp.
Dixie Camp. Have you heard it since you left the camp? Is it being sung anywhere else now?
Yes, I have sung.
You sing it. Well, suppose you go ahead now and sing it for us.
Sally went to Mobile, Mobile, Mobile. Sally went to Mobile, Mobile, Mobile. Sally went to Mobile. Great God, I told her not to go. I asked her how about it, about it, about it. Asked her how about it, about it, about it. Well, I asked her how about it, but she said all right. I asked her how long, how long, how long. Asked her how long, how long, how long. Asked her how long, but she said all night. When she saw me coming, coming, coming. When she saw me coming, coming, coming. When she saw me coming, buddy, she broke and run. She scared I might shoot her, shoot her, shoot her. Scared I might shoot her, shoot her, shoot her. Scared I might shoot her, buddy, with my loaded gun. Well, old dirty buzzer, buzzer, buzzer. Old dirty buzzard, buzzard, buzzard. Oh, dirty buzzard, James of his blues, I'm singing.
You say this was the song was sung at the Dixie County prison camp. At what time of the day did you sing it? After you'd gotten off work, after the day's work was over, or what time of the day?
You sang it on our way to work and from work.
To and from work.
Yes.
I see. Did you have a period at night when you could all sing together, any time together in that way?
We sang on Saturday nights, and we didn't have nothing else to come forth till Monday morning. We sang all Saturday night.
Yes. I see. What other kinds of work can the song be used for?
Shoveling, chopping wood.
I see. It is a work song for almost any kind of work of that sort.
Yes.
Well, you go ahead then and sing it.
With a mighty rumbling at the water trough, must have been those skinners in the walking bone. I woke up this morning, I heard the ding-dong rain. Well, I couldn't be there so plain, but I heard my name. Mike and Wheeler, but it's too good news. I bet the Jim and the Lake said it ain't no fool. They keep on talking about the crippled queen. Says she may be crippled, but she do go clean. Says I'm gonna play shot deuces, spread the four and the five. You can see muddy water dropping from the cooner's eyes. Is Captain, Captain, don't you kill old Bob. If he may do better on your next new job. There's a reason I like to work for Captain Low and so. There's the more you wake, the harder you got to go. Says, I like my breakfast in the morning soon, but I want a penny dinner by noon. I want my dinner by noon. Little boy who made you pretty. Little boy, who made you pretty? Hey, hey, hold on. Mama cut him out, Papa sewed the stitches. Mama cut him out, Papa sewed the stitches. Hold on, hold on. Little boy, who is your sister? Little boy, who is your sister? Hey, hey, hodo. Louise and Corinne. Louise and Corinne. Hey, hey, hodo.
Fred, what do you call this song by when you're singing it?
Captain, don't you kill old Bob?
Captain, don't you kill old Bob. That's right?
Yes.
I see. Just before this song, you sung another song, a work song. What do you call that one?
Sally Went to Mobile.
Sally Went to Mobile. I noticed you referred to Louise in your song. Do you know any other songs about Louise?
I know a blues about Louise, but I have a friend who knows better than I do.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Fred. I noticed that you put in this hodo at the last part of the song and not in the first. Why was that?
The feeling when we get to that part of the song most of the time,
We'd be throwing dirt or doing some kind of a work where we put that hat in there, you know, or cut like you cut here.
I see.
And we wouldn't put that out of the sun, so we'd just put an old dough. Like,
you go ahead and illustrate that. Show us what you mean, the way it would be if you were actually throwing dirt now.
Little boy, who made you bitches? I begin to show full of dirt.
Fred, you tell me that in the song Sally Went to Mobile, which you sung just a moment ago, there was one part of it which you sung differently because you didn't think it should go on the record. We'd like to have it sung again for us, just that part of it, just as you sing it usually. Now, the part as you sung it for the record a moment ago was, she was afraid I'd shoot her, isn't that right?
Yes.
And you changed that. Now, I wish you'd sing it first, just that part of it. She was afraid I'd shoot her, and then sing it as you usually sing it.
Sing the shooter part, and then sing it as
a... Change, the new way.
All right. After how long, after how long, but she said all night. When she saw me coming, she saw me coming. When she saw me coming, but she broke and run. She scared I might shoot her. Scared I might shoot her, but with my loaded gun.
Now, thank you, Fred. Now, we wish you'd sing, She Was Scared I Might, starting there, and sing it the way you usually sing the song.
Scared I might be her, bigger.
AFS recording number 3527, side A.
James, you sang a song for us just a moment ago. You tell me now that you have another song that you composed. While you were at the Dixie County prison camp, just as Fred was. You weren't there at the camp for fighting as he was, were you?
I was there. I took him to sit. And I stayed sitting on about 3 months. And when I got up so I could drive around the house, the lady told me if I'd get up and cook breakfast and clean up the house, my board would be paid and I wouldn't owe anything. So I did that until I got well and I went back to work. And when I went back to work, she turned in $50 against me, and I told her before I was working to pay it, so I had to pay it for the time.
Now, see, who is this lady? What do you mean? This landlady?
Landlady. Her name is Willie Mae Smith.
I see. And that was for rent?
That's right.
What do you mean she turned in a bill, is that it?
That's right. When I went to work at the crate mill, and she could turn in board at the crate mill's office. She turned in $50 against me, and I told her before I'd pay that, I'd rather pay it to the county.
She owned the building that you were renting, or the crate mill owned it?
The company owned it, but she was renting it for the company.
I see. She was a colored woman.
Yes.
I see. And the company then was going to take it out of your pay, is that it?
That's right.
And just how were you taken to the camp? What caused that?
Well, they had me put in jail. Willie Mae did.
I see.
And her boyfriend, Harry. And when the judge sent me, gave me 90 days.
Was that the police or the sheriff, or what agency was that?
What?
Who was it that arrested you, the sheriff or the police?
Police.
I see. And how long did you serve to make this up?
90 days.
I see. What kind of work did you do?
Hard labor.
This song now that you're going to sing, you composed while you were at the camp.
I see.
Did quite a number of the other men there sing it too before you left?
We all sang it after I went out there and started to sing it. We thought it would be my theme song during the evenings when the sun would be getting cool. We felt like singing, we all would sing it. It helped.
Well, we'd appreciate it very much now if you go ahead and sing it just as you all sang it then.
That's right.
Break all summer low, I didn't see Maury Root fair. Break all summer low, I didn't see Maury Root fair. I ain't got no money, and my friends, they don't even care. Well, my dear mother, she prayed this prayer for me. My dear mother, she prayed this prayer for me. She says, Lord, have mercy on my son, wherever he may be. Oh, when my friends told me, when I was waking like a slave, boys, my friend told me, when I was waking like a slave, his dreams, we won't see no more money, ain't gonna be no rainy day. Well, please, everybody, while the sun is shining warm, Captain, we're pleasing everybody while the sun is shining warm. We will save all the money, yes, and find another home. Yeah, man.
Thank you very much, James. There's one other bit of information you mentioned a moment ago. I would like to have it again from you now, if you will, please. When you were sent to the prison, I'm very much interested in the procedure. Did they just come around to get you, or just how did it happen?
Well, I had stopped working at the Creighton Mill after they turned in the board against me, and went to work uptown in shining shoes. It was on an Easter Sunday. I'd just taken a pair of brown trousers out of their post office to wear at Easter, and I just about went to close down my shoe shine stand Easter Sunday. But the police was named Mr. Bushwalker. He came up there and told me, he says, Griffin, I have a warrant for you. Are you going to serve it? I said, yes. He said, you owed Willie me some money. And he jumped aboard, and I'd have to take you down. Well, Harry McDonald was in the car then. So he took me on to the county jail, and he locked me up. But when I was in jail, here was one verse I sang when I was in jail.
Here I go, right back in jail again. Ooh, here I go, right back in jail again. I don't have any money, and I sure don't have no friends.
That was the only verse that I could make up in jail.
You said, here you go back to jail again. You been in jail before?
Yes, I've been in jail. Once.
Once?
Yeah.
What was that for, if you don't mind telling me?
When I went back to jail, I was for being drunk.
Being drunk. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you very much, Jimmy. We have here a male Negro quartet. What is your name?
Harold Smith.
And how old are you, Harold?
28.
Were you born in Florida, or what state are you from?
Florida.
Florida. You've lived all your life here in Florida?
Yes.
And what is your name?
My name is Bill Jones.
Will you repeat that, please?
L.D. Allen.
And how old are you?
25.
Are you from Florida? What state are you from?
Georgia.
Georgia. How long have you been in Florida?
3 years.
And what is your name?
S.T. Taylor.
And how old are you, Taylor?
26.
Are you from Florida?
Yes, sir.
All your life you've been living in Florida?
Yes, sir.
And what is your name?
Doc Choice.
What's that again?
Doc Choice.
Doc Choice. How old are you, Doc?
34.
34. Now, you're from Florida?
Yes.
You're from Florida. What is the name of your quartet? Do you have a name?
Dixie Harmony 4.
Dixie Harmony 4. Where do you sing?
We sing from church to church, all over town.
I see. Besides the churches, do you sing for dances or anything of that sort, or just the church?
It's parties.
Parties and church. I see. What is the name of the song you're going to sing for us now?
Post Stranger Blues.
Poor Stranger Blues. Can you tell me where this song started?
Well, I just happened to be around from time to time, one sawmill to the other, chooks. Sit around the pound and listen to them sing it in the juke.
The word juke, can you tell me where that came from? We've been looking for that a long time.
Just name colored people give them dance all, you know.
I see. Does it have to have beer or liquor there, or just any dance hall?
Well, they have most anything as a juke.
Do you know how long the word has been used? Is it just the younger people or the old-timers know it?
Well, it's been around ever since I can remember.
Ever since you can remember. Any of you other boys heard your grandparents, anything like that, use the word juke?
Well, they used to call them festival halls.
Festival halls. The same place as jukes now, used to be festival halls.
They put a little change to them.
I see. But have any of you heard the old people use the word juke?
Yes, I have.
You've heard them?
Yeah.
How long ago do you think they were using the word juke?
I don't know, sir. I've heard it all my life.
All your life you've heard it. Do you think it started at Turpentine camps, or do you think it just came up all over the state?
I believe it started at sawmills.
Sawmills. I wonder back in plantation days if they had jukes. I don't guess you've heard anybody say, have you?
No.
Well, thank you for your information about juke then. As I understand it, a juke joint is a small building where you can usually dance and buy something to drink. Is that right?
Yes.
That's fine. Thank you. About the song again, will you give the title once more, please?
Poor Stranger Blues.
Poor Stranger Blues. And it just originated at various camps and was built up in various sawmills in this part of the state. Is that right?
Yes.
Will you tell me now where you've heard this song, Poor Stranger Blues? What communities, what cities in this part of the state have you heard it in?
Perry, Florida, Suwanee County.
What are some of the sawmills? You say you've heard it at different sawmills? And
I hear it putting in SWAT and juke there, but called it Interstate Juke.
Interstate Juke. Are there any other juke names such as that?
Nothing more than Darling Park. It's called that Darling Park Juke thing.
Darling Parks. Where is that juke?
That's Darling Park, Florida.
Darling Park. What, do you have any other strange, unusual names for jukes that you call them? When you say you're going there, instead of calling them by their right name, do you have any other names for some jukes in this neighborhood?
Some people call them bar rooms.
Bar rooms, I see.
But a juke is a little different from a bar room. A juke's mostly an outlaw place. Don't nothing go there but outlaw people. People don't care nothing for themselves.
I see. Are there women in jukes usually?
Yes.
They're usually women there?
Yes.
I see. Women work there, or they just, they're having a good time?
Yes, they're having a good time.
I see.
May I interrupt? Just a minute. I understand that right down here in Cross City, we're very close to the Suwanee River. In fact, we're more right in the heart of. Dixieland. And I understand this is the what name of your chorus now?
Dixie Harmony Four.
Huh?
Dixie Harmony Four.
Dixie Harmony Four. Right.
This concludes AFS Duplication Project Tape number 228.